It's music time in Africa.
Hello, Africa. Bite, Amakuru. Welcome to this week's edition of Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. Hold on to your headphones, people, because today's feature interview is with South Africa's White Zulu, Johnny Clegg. Kicking it off today with a classic Congolese rumba, here's Sam Mangwana with Erica.
Ezali pona mbongo te,
That was the great Congolese singer Sam Mangwana singing Erica, a beautiful Rumba classic written by Dino Vangu.
Hi, this is Johnny Kleng, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Yes, hello, it's me, Heather, and I'm so glad to be with you today. Next up, here's Grand-Mère by Mighty Popo out of Rwanda. And our hearts go out to you, Rwanda, as you observe the 20th anniversary of the genocide that took over 800,000 lives.
Guéris-moi de toute paresse.
Of Rwanda, that was Mighty Popo singing Grand-mère from his 2000 album Dunia Yote.
This is Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Now, Karis Fotso and Habib Kwate are on tour together in Africa, two of the continent's most gorgeous singer-songwriters. Hopefully, an album will come of it. But for now, let's listen to Parle Française, one of my favorite cuts from Carice's 2010 album, Kwenge.
Une fois non, deux fois non, non, trois fois non, 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 quatre fois non, 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 non. Moi je connais pas qu'à les Français,
Français.
Je connais pas qu'à les Françaises,
Françaises.
Je connais pas qu'à les Français,
Français.
Je connais pas qu'à les Françaises,
Françaises.
Je vais par un petit village, chercher mon chéri Coco. Il va donner beaucoup moins bisous. Je vais par un petit village, chercher mon chéri Coco. Il va donner beaucoup moins bisous comme cela. Est-ce que tu connais moi? Est-ce que tu connais moi? Est-ce que tu connais moi? Est-ce que tu connais moi bien? C'est chéri Coco pour moi. Il est parti là-bas. Nga chéri Coco pour moi. Il m'a abandonné. Parce que l'amour pour lui, c'est beaucoup dans moi. L'amour pour moi, c'est fini dans lui. L'amour pour lui, c'est beaucoup dans moi. L'amour pour moi est sorti dans son corps. Il est magnongo. Une fois non, deux fois non, non, trois fois non, non, non. Gaga, quatre fois, non, 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 non. Moi je connais pas qu'à les Français,
Français.
Je connais pas qu'à les Françaises,
Françaises.
Je connais pas qu'à les Français,
Français.
Je connais pas qu'à les Françaises,
Françaises.
Je vais par un petit village, chercher mon chéri Coco. Il va donner beaucoup moins bisous. Je vais par un petit village, chercher mon chéri Coco. Il va donner beaucoup moins bisous comme cela.
Tu avais dit aime pour moi. J'ai aimé pour toi. Maintenant que j'aime pour toi, tu te fous de moi. Maintenant que j'aime pour toi, toi tu es ma Solange et ma copine. Laisse mon mari comme ça, cherche pour toi. Mais pourquoi chérie, pour moi sucré à toi. Il y a garçon partout, mais pour moi tu veux seulement. Tu es méchante, Yam Solange. Chérie, oh, chérie, oh, mon cœur va couper, reviens alors. Chérie, oh, mon coco, mon cœur va cadavérer.
Solange je ne parle même pas français. Moi je connais pas les français, français. Je connais pas les françaises, françaises. Que je connais pas les français, français. Je connais pas les françaises, françaises. Je vais partir village, chercher mon chéri Coco. Il va donner beaucoup moins un bisou. Que je vais partir village, chercher mon chéri Coco. Il va donner beaucoup moins un bisou comme cela. Comme...
Wow. That was Carrie's photo, everybody, from Cameroon.
VOA.
We're about to hear the first part of my exclusive interview with Johnny Clegg. Asi Bonanga. But first this. Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. I offer you what you need, free ear therapy and mind massage.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Africa through its own music. Stay locked in.
Do you love music from Africa and the world? VOA has the latest hits, interviews with the artists, and we are glad to take your requests. The Voice of America has what you're looking for. We have music shows to please everyone. Join us on the radio or on the internet to listen day or night. Go to voanews.com and voaafrica.com and click on your favorite program. Just follow your ears. Music from Africa and the world. We've got it on VOA.
It's time for Johnny Clegg. Now, we're in the dressing room of Listener Auditorium in Washington, and I ask him about the loss of Nelson Mandela, the story behind his nickname, The White Zulu, and what it's like to be on tour with his son, Jesse. The song that follows is from his live performance that night of Guyana.
How do you feel now that Nelson Mandela has left us?
It was an inevitable thing. We were prepared for it. Everybody has to leave the stage at some point. And he did it graciously, and I think South Africa did it graciously.
I have to ask you, how did the whole business of the White Zulu come to pass? How did that come to be?
I was arrested when I was 15 years old in a migrant labor hostel. I never quite understood the laws at that time. They just said, yeah, you're trespassing on a government property. This hostel is owned by the government and no whites are allowed in here. But you're too young to charge, so we're going to take you back to your parents and we're going to give them a lecture. So my mother opened the door and there was these two big white policemen and they started haranguing her about me and saying that, you know, the place he goes to, it's like very dangerous. These are Zulus and there's tribal feuds and clan warfare. There's drugs and prostitution and... You know, the hostels are the worst possible place you could ever find anybody. What is your 15-year-old son doing in there? And my mother was shocked. And she said, thank you very much. She closed the door. She said, what the hell are you doing there? I said, I was dancing. I was doing Zulu dancing. Because that's where the dancing takes place. I had to bring the dance leader to my flat with his two second-in-command. Mm-hmm. And they explained to her, look, you know, your son is looked after by us. You know, there's 60 strong Zulus, all, you know, in our team. And she says, but how do you get him inside? Because they've got police guarding outside. He says, well, we come out as a group and we sing, we chant, and we go outside the hostel and then we pick him up and we put him in the middle and then we chant our way back inside and nobody knows that he's with us.
And your mother was okay with that?
Yeah, my mom was a jazz singer. She was a cabaret singer. She was probably in her day, pretty wild young thing as well.
Yes.
So she said, okay, as long as you look after my boy, I'm happy. It was a kind of a joke. The people of Soweto, when I started to emerge, and I was wearing traditional gear, animal skins and things like that, you know. And they were just, Jesus, now what a white man is doing this stuff, man. This is crazy what he went. I've never seen anything like this, especially in this country. You know, no white guy would ever do this kind of stuff. Jeez, yeah. And then they'd say, and they say, gee, he really does it. Look how he does it so well. He's a white Zulu, man. So that's how it started, you know. And people would shout to him, Zulu Mhlophe, you know, if they saw me. And it was made famous by a French national magazine, Actuel. They came out and did an interview with me, and I was on the cover, and it said Le Zulu Blanc.
So what is it like being on tour with your son, Jesse?
I love it. I mean, it's our first time. You know, he's quite reluctant to play with me because, you know, he grew up in my shadow. And he did something which I was doing. So his music is very different. And he doesn't want people to expect that he's going to be doing world music. So although he has the Clegg name, he's doing his own thing. He's found his own voice. He's a brilliant little songwriter. And this was just an opportunity for me to give him an opening in America to open for me and tour and get off and let him do his own thing. As for playing together, you know, he says, Dad, we'll play together when you hang up your boots.
And that was Johnny Clegg live at Listener Auditorium, Washington, D.C. There's more of my interview with this South African living legend, so don't go anywhere, peeps. This is Heather, and you're inside Music Time. Music Time in Africa. Okay, Africa, let's linger a little longer in South Africa now with another music legend, but of yesteryear. His untimely death in 2007 was a tragedy, but his music lives on. Here is Lucky Dube, ladies and gentlemen, with The Way It Is.
Time, risking rejection from my own.
That's The Way It Is, People, recorded in 1999 by beloved past reggae star Lucky Dube.
This is Music Time in Africa, your connection to the best Pan-African music. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/african-music-treasures.
Follow Macaco, Macaco, Macaco!
Here's a fresh new pre-release by an artist called Siji. He was born in London to Nigerian parents, taken back to Lagos as a child, then went back to London to study, and finally made his way to America. 20 years later, in 2009, Siji returned to Lagos. He found inspiration there for his sophomore CD, Homegrown, which he plans to release this summer. Here's Lagos Lullaby, a sneak peek of that promising summer sizzler.
Nah, this one don't tire me, sir. I look and left, I look and right. Don't know which one we gonna go. Now, we just enter for a hole, not even now.
With the kind of way they don't chop Lagos reach this level, Lagos supposed to be under the ground.
Over bridge or under bridges, I was all
like, God, the whole land will go now. God,
even now, for one now, you could remain. I for one now, you could remain. Because me, I don't know which one I want to. I don't apply for many, many jobs. Come today, come tomorrow. All my shoes, my slippers, you get one inside for top. I don't know which one I want to.
Down for tire screeching.
Better watch your back, hold your nerve, them they come.
love that Afrobeat groove, CG. That was Lagos Lullaby by CG from the new album due out this summer, Homegrown.
It's music time in Africa. Our email address is musictime@voanews.com.
Musictime@voanews.com.
Yeah, man, we're heading into the final part of my interview with the white Zulu, Mr. Johnny Clegg. But first, Erickson Luzulu brings it with his 2004 hit, Susanna.
Vous avez mal choisi l'adversaire. Il est encore bel et bien présent. Erickson Luzulu 4x4, anti-sida, anti-daleka. Dragon Rouge, allez, bade mangodi.
Manu,
Sagacité, Sagacité, Sagacité.
Zugulu, Zugulu. That was Erickson Luzulu with DJ Ahmed from La Côte d'Ivoire. And now we're back with my exclusive interview with the White Zulu, Johnny Clegg. He talks about how South Africa has changed since the days of apartheid, about music, of course, and we finish out with another live recording from the concert he gave that night in Washington right after this interview.
Social climate of South Africa?
Sure, look, I grew up in the apartheid state. I grew up when it was a full-blown racial and cultural segregation, which is not just four races, but cultural segregation was also the theme of the day. There was the Separate Amenities Act, which meant that any cultural amenity or facility could only be used by that designated racial group. So if it was a public swimming bath, or it was a library, or it was a little hall to perform in, only that group where that hall or those facilities were situated could use that. And so you couldn't come as a white person or as a black person into an Indian area and do a show there. There was no free radio in South Africa. It was all owned by the government. So there was no independent radio. So the censorship board operated politically, religiously, sexually, and culturally. There were four levels of censorship. So if you wrote a song and released it as a record, you had to supply the lyrics with the song submitted to the programmer. The programmer would then send it to the censorship board. The censorship board would then go through, is there any political content? If so, is it acceptable? Is there any sexually explicit content? If so, is it acceptable? Is there any religious content, and will it upset anybody? And then finally, is it culturally in the purview of the race that that person comes from? So we were mixing language on the same song, mm-hmm. which was illegal. There were 11 separate black stations locked into their own languages, which was part of the divide and rule policy of apartheid, so that nobody, there was no conversation. Everybody was just channeled down in their own culture. Well, first channeled down their race, mm-hmm. then channeled down their culture. Mm-hmm. So that was a tough time.
MP, born on Simpieza, Obani Benga, Chinja Mabubesi.
There's still a lot of poverty, there's still a lot of insecurity, a lot of crime, but all of those things are shared out amongst population, generally speaking. Mm. And the infrastructure is top-notch. You know, the 2010 football gave the country quite a boost in terms of infrastructure. Airports were revamped. We had commuter transport upgrade of amazing. We have first world passenger services, trains going from Johannesburg to the airport to Pretoria, very quick, you know, mm-hmm. Which we'd never had before. So essentially, the key in South Africa, more than any other African state that I know, is that the media are totally, completely free. There's a very, very strong media, radio, TV, paper, blogging, and the tradition of public protest is very, very strong. There's lots of people let the government know if there's a problem or there's bad service delivery. There's a protest.
How does that translate in music then today?
Well, so we have a youth day, which is the 16th of June, and on that day young people have the full platform of radio, they have interviews, the whole day long it's just young people talking about what they see the day as, what it means for them. And they all say, you know, we know that this is about what happened in the past, but we're young and we want to know what's coming in the future.
Yeah.
We want to look forward. We don't want to look back. So we have these incredible debates, and which is all very healthy. So it's a country grappling with its past. It's grappling with the legacy of apartheid. Its real problem at the moment is an economic one. We have about 35% unemployment in the country, 8 million unemployed, 3 million between the age of 18 and 23, which is not good.
Yeah.
We have a youth bubble developing. And as we can see in the Arab Spring and all the other places, you need to find a place for young people to operate. These are the more sort of pressing and urgent issues in the country. Politics normally just catches up to what people are doing anyway. You know, I don't put any faith in politicians or in policies.
Now, your music has always been socially engaged, but what about today? Are there other musical genres or artists in particular who are really taking a lot of these current social issues and using music as a voice?
There is a very strange atmosphere because young black artists feel guilty if they start attacking the government, which gave them freedom. There is a kind of an emotional blackmail element. And so we're seeing now in the written word very strong criticisms coming out from writing and blogging, etc., but not in music yet.
What about in rap and hip-hop?
No. The other thing is everybody's tired of complaining. You understand?
Yeah.
So in the music scene, I think it just shifts people to a more interior perspective, talking about how they feel about, you know, where they live or how they want to be seen or noticed in their community, or about some guy who's a gang boss or a drug dealer, whatever it is. You know, they'll talk about that rather. So there is a sense that in order for them to enjoy the freedoms that they've had, it's not time yet to criticize the government.
That was I Call Your Name, performed live by Johnny Clegg in Washington, D.C.
You're inside Music Time in Africa. Check us out on Facebook or blog at blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. Once again, that's blogs.voanews.com/African-music-treasures. You'll find exclusive video, photos, news, and information of your favorite artists, and discover new ones, too. You can say hi to Heather, leave a comment, and request a song or just a shout-out. artists, send in your music and videos and original songs. Our email address is musictimeafrica@voanews.com.
Let's hear from another living music legend, Salif Keita, the albino nobleman from Mali who defied nearly all odds to become one of Africa's greatest voices and advocate for albinism.
Subarala yonte Kasenege la ba manyika Oluye fasubarala yonte Kafoli ke la ba luyinka Olile foli minka danyante Abe chante salifu tu babu be chante la Hene madobe yon lo
Ekolo d'amour, mon amour
Ma guitar
Dissego l'amour
Achola
l'amour
Siki musunyika Oluye kela sigila yonte Kajeli ke korobalu nyika Olile dunya robe na nyonte Mbadon kela
Salif Keita. If you might happen to be in Denmark too this summer, you can catch Salif at the Roskilde Festival in Denmark, one of the largest music festivals in Europe.
You're listening to Africa through its own music. Stay locked in right here on Music Time in Africa.
We're going to wrap up the hour today with one more song from the amazing Johnny Clegg. This is one of his all-time hits, Scatterlings of Africa.
Fugitives, hooded eyes, weary brows, seek refuge in the night.
Well, that's it for today, beautiful people. I hope you enjoyed the show. Catch you all next week, Fridays at 0900 and every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000 and 2100 UTC. I'm Heather Maxwell for the Voice of America, and this is Music Time in Africa.